Medical dramas are expected to be some of the most watched shows during sweeps. That was a clip from the Fox drama House. Part of the popularity of shows like House is their bird's eye view of medical scenes. The operating rooms, the instruments, the bloody bodies, they all look painfully real. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates recently visited one of the production companies that creates those scenes.
This is where the cooler is,
where the drawers come out.
And they will roll out. And there's a tray in here, and the corpse will be on top of there.
It's not your typical office equipment, but then this isn't your typical office. It's Postmortem, a production studio that specializes in outfitting medical and forensic shows. That was owner Bruce Schiller doing the honors with the morgue tray and cabinet.
And wait, this is real X-ray machines.
Storerooms here are filled with surgical instruments, drapes, and medicines. Real medical machines with lots of dials and big monitors wait unplugged in the corners until a new show needs them. And if you just happen to see a medical manufacturer's name on an EKG machine or a magnetic imager, Schiller says, that's no accident.
Now everything you see on there is product placement. Every single medical device company wants their stuff on the screen.
At Postmortem, the equipment is the star. Their stainless steel morgue table appeared in 6 feet under. Postmortem's ventilators were on House. And a casket has just returned from a guest spot on CSI Miami. Caskets are something Bruce Schiller knows a little bit about. He saw them a lot in his former job.
I was in the mortuary supply business for a very long time, and Disney came to me years ago and making Pearl Harbor, and what they needed to do was fill up a hangar in Hawaii with caskets. And I happened to create a product back then that was cremation containers that looked just like caskets in size and shape. So when you cover a cremation container, which was cardboard, with a flag, as they did, you simulated caskets.
Disney saved a lot of money using Schiller's creations, and news of his expertise spread. With the popularity of HBO's 6 Feet Under and the rise of forensic shows like CSI, Schiller stopped servicing real dead people and switched to simulating death and illness. Schiller's postmortem colleague, Lucy Doty, says their sets are so believable because everything they use is the real thing.
That's a real anesthesia machine. It turns on, real instrumentation in the back table. The operating room table would go in the...
Doty is a tiny woman with the authority gained from 30 years in hospitals, much of them as a critical care nurse. It's Doty who teaches actors how to hold their scalpels and bone saws. Sometimes her hands appear on screen in close-ups.
We shot here a couple of weeks ago, and I intubated a child because I could do it quicker and knew how for the camera angle than I could teach the actor who wasn't quite getting it.
Doty is hands-on about other things as well. She and Schiller developed their own recipe for the blood that bubbles up in wounds and shows up in transfusion bags. Bruce Schiller's recipe is Cairo syrup, red dye number 6.
And sometimes chocolate syrup to give it a very thick consistency.
And for the forensic crime shows, Doty says sometimes there are specific needs.
I had to make brains for a director once. He wanted brains on the back wall. And I used oatmeal, stage blood, and saltine crackers.
How did you arrive at that particular recipe?
I used to be an ambulance attendant, and I knew what it looked like to see brains on the back wall.
In the 60s, medical shows like Dr. Kildare and Ben Casey showed the patients draped, but stayed away from the gore underneath, worrying that audiences would be grossed out. Doty says today's viewers don't want to be spared.
Oh. Dr. Yang, you're handling the saw. Are we all set for bypass?
Almost there.
I think a lot of it has to do with the intellect of the audience now. They're just the drapes and not seeing anything isn't good enough anymore.
Lucy Doty says audiences have become more sophisticated and more curious about medicine's inner workings, and they're plenty critical if a set doesn't look realistic. Bruce Schiller says the thrill for him comes once his handiwork shows up on the screen. And unlike most viewers, he's not concentrating on hot on-screen doctors.
I'm always looking out and see what's on the wall, how it moves or how it photographs or what I can do to improve my place. So I'm busy studying the walls when you're studying Patrick Dempsey.
Now that's sick. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.